I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Welcome, Michael Ash.
Thanks, Julianne.
Today we'll be discussing Joseph Smith's name known worldwide. It was September 1823 when the angel Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith. You want to tell us what happened?
Yeah, Joseph was praying to know about what his standing was before God. You know, he's like, how am I doing, basically? And as he was praying, the angel Moroni appeared and told Joseph that God had a work for him to do. And then he said something that I found very interesting and unusual. He told Joseph that Joseph's name would be had for good and evil among all nations, kindreds, and tongues.
This prophecy was stated 7 years before the Book of Mormon was even published.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that claim that someday I'm going to be famous, you know, type thing. I watch sometimes American Idol, especially the early parts where they have the singers that aren't doing too well and stuff on there. And you have people storming off when they aren't accepting. They say, you're going to see me on TV someday, or I'm going to be famous someday. It's not the last you've seen of me. There's a lot of people that make those kind of claims, but we never see really fruition. And to have this young man in a little frontier town that really had no religious experience beyond what probably a normal teenager did or anything, to say that his name would be had among all nations, kindreds, and tongues, that this just takes a lot of guts to make such a statement. And, you know, of course, Joseph isn't the one that was making the claim. He was just repeating what Moroni was saying.
Do you think the Smith's critics had any idea the church would live on after his death?
No, they all thought it was a kind of a flash in the pan. I don't believe there was a critic out there that thought this was going to be. In fact, most of them, when Joseph Smith was martyred, they thought that's it. That's the end of it. In fact, Governor Ford, he was the governor of Illinois when the saints lived in Illinois, had some problems, you know, with the neighbors and stuff and all the things they went through there. Later in his memoirs, he said that Joseph Smith was an imposter and that he was fitted for temporary success, and that the church he established had no hopes of permanent success in the future. So here you had an educated man that was making these types of claims. Nobody thought that he was going to get very far from the beginning. And then once he died, for sure, that was the end of the LDS church, they believed.
Michael, why is it you feel that Joseph Smith continues to be such a divisive figure, even today?
I think the Lord intends for a choice to be available for us. We eventually, even if it's in our own minds, have to make a decision about Joseph Smith and the works that he restored, including the Book of Mormon. They're either fictional, Joseph Smith was a fraud, he was delusional or con man, or he was a prophet, and that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God. By placing a choice before us that it has to be one or the other, I think that the seekers of truth that are in tune with what God wants and are seeking his direction can have their hearts softened so that they can be led to the truth.
What is the status of the LDS Church today?
Well, despite what Governor Ford thought, that it was just for temporary success, we have over 15 million members now in over 3,000 stakes. There are over 83,000 missionaries out in the field and over 140 some odd temples. So the church has continued to grow. We're the fourth largest Christian denomination in the United States. And there's no stopping the stone that's rolling forward, as Joseph Smith described it. And it all started with this young man who earnestly sought the Lord for help. And what's interesting is we can all play that exact same part of it by seeking the Lord's counsel and direction. We can be brought right into that exact same fold that he was instrumental in restoring.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.